Good morning, listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest from the NWFA conference in San Diego is Don Finkel, who's the CEO of Shaw Hardwood. Don, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Kim. How are you doing?
Great. Thanks for being with us and being on the show. I think the last time I interviewed you was in Domatex in Germany. It's been several months since then. Talk a little bit about the hardwood business, your business, how are things going for you?
Well, we're seeing a little improvement in business. The first quarter was pretty difficult. Saw, you know, housing starts go to, I think, the lowest level ever recorded. That all affects our business. But in spite of that, I think, you know, we're taking market share and we're experiencing some growth and have seen what I hope is a trend over the last several weeks of some increasing business. I'm afraid to say too much about it. I don't want to jinx it.
I understand, definitely. Well, are you seeing any trends from a product standpoint?
I do think we continue to see more domestic species being used and some more creative ways to do that. I think exotics are losing some market share in favor of domestics. I still see, you know, any kind of handcrafted type product still gaining market share over what would have been traditional kind of smooth, shiny floors. And character, things that look reclaimed, things that have natural character, and I still see those products gaining some market share.
So you were quite the visionary then when you went to prison labor custom distress thing, right?
I actually think I'm the luckiest guy in the world. You know, it's funny how things work out, and one thing led to another. We were doing that for several years, you know, before we got into the hand scraping. In the beginning, we were just trying to make products in a prison that you could make outside the prison, and then one day it occurred to me that you could make products in a prison that you would have a hard time making outside of the prison. And so that opened up a whole range of products for Anderson, and I think we, you know, exploited that vein pretty well.
Anything on the surface finish? Another invention that you helped develop was this whole aluminum oxide finish. Any other developments there?
Well, you know, we came out last year with our Luster Lock finish, which dramatically improves the scratch resistance. The aluminum oxide finish lasts a whole lot longer, but it still would ugly out a long time before it wore out. So this Luster Lock finish, you know, tends to retain its look quite a bit longer than our previous finish and most of our competitors' finishes.
Okay. In the last 6 months, what have you been working on?
I have been involved in trying to bring all of the Shaw and Anderson facilities to create a more unified, consistent manufacturing concept and try to maybe specialize some of those things a little more than what we had in the past for the purpose of lowering some costs, being operationally better in the terms of, you know, safety first and then product quality and efficiency.
I talked to you last week briefly as we were working on the May issue, which is Floor Focus's annual report issue, and we've now rolled all that up, and we're making the call that the hardwood industry grew about 2.8% in 10 versus 2009. Do you agree with that number?
That sounds about right to me.
Now, we're at the NWFA show in San Diego, and just to ask you, you know, what is the benefit for you coming to the show?
Well, this show is hardwood only, and so what you see here is the craft of making hardwood floors. And all the products that are associated with hardwood floors. So I think there's a depth of expertise here that we don't get in other floors. It's not quite as flashy, you know, and zoopy, but as far as the meat and potatoes of our industry, it's really happening here. So we have a lot of relationships with vendors and with customers. And the customers that I see here are people that really know what they're talking about as it concerns wood. You know, they're not just necessarily big buyers. Some of them are, but not all of them are. But they're very intelligent buyers. And I learn a lot from what they tell me, you know, about product innovation or just their perception. So, you know, whereas other shows, maybe there's more business being done in dollars and cents terms, this one is more meaningful from an intellectual standpoint. I learn more about our craft here.
Well, I look at Santo Tresivia's market insights information, and, you know, we all know right now the builder market is just basically non-existent, and it's probably going to be at least another year or two until we start seeing that recover with all the foreclosures and everything. But his forecast out 2 or 3 years from now has got hardwood jumping way up over the other surface types. What do you think is going to make that happen?
More luck, I guess. That would be great. I hope he's right. I do think there is an overall trend, and I think some of this market research that has been done reinforces that people, they like it. You know, I go back to the book Megatrends by John Nesbitt, where he talks about high touch as being a megatrend, and that means that the higher tech things become, and as more crazy our life becomes, and the tuned in we are with iPhones and every other kind of way to be connected, somewhere your body or your emotional state has to latch on to something that is comfortable and reassuring and familiar so you can get some downtime. And that translates into natural products. And I think wood is the original building material, maybe next to a cave or something like that. So I think wood just has that emotional place in people's psyche. So that's great news. I hadn't heard that. I hope he's right.
Yeah, you mentioned cave, and, you know, stone is also coming back. You see a lot of stone, so there's the cave part of it.
Yeah, I think stone and, you know, tile, natural materials, I think in general, are very definitely deep in people's psyche. And, you know, you see laminate, what's it trying to do? It's trying to look like wood. Even now, ceramic tile and all, you know, you get a lot of tile looks that look like wood. And, of course, luxury vinyl tile, you know, it's got a very good representation of wood. So I think wood is the aesthetic connection to wood is just there, you know, which is basic in people's personality.
Well, talk a little bit about this new United Hardwood Federation and this hardwood campaign. Can you give us a little information about that?
Yeah, we're going to have a good presentation on that Friday morning from the people at Gibson Soul, which is a public relations and market research firm in New York, which was hired by the Unified Hardwood Promotion. And it's an ad hoc group of people in the hardwood industry, not just wood flooring, who got together and said, you know, we need to promote American hardwoods. And so we got some money together. NWFA contributed some money. Some of that came over to NWFA from the NAFMA merger. People from, you know, sawmills and, you know, kitchen cabin industry, everybody that, you know, has a stake in the use of American hardwoods. You know, we have a good environmental story. The products are beautiful. So they did extensive market research over about 6 months, and they identified two groups of customers. One were consumers, which are mostly the residential side of it. The other were prosumers, and prosumers would be people that are in a commercial business that are specifiers or users of American hardwoods. Some of the findings were quite interesting. In general, hardwood has a very high level of esteem amongst consumers, both professionals and homeowners. They see it as something that has lasting beauty. It's similar to what has been done, you know, in pork with the Pork Council, the other white meat.
And milk.
Milk, you know, got milk. It's the same basic deal. The industry gets together and they say, we want to do this to promote American, basically, agricultural products, of which American hardwoods are. We're excited about it. We think that it will continue to build on what is already a positive perception on the part of consumers for American hardwoods. And one of the things I think for hardwood flooring that is most noteworthy, when they went out and they said American hardwoods, 50% of the respondents said hardwood floors. So they associated American hardwoods specifically with floors, which I think is good for our industry.
All right, Don, appreciate it. Again, we've been talking to Don Finkel at the NWFA meeting in San Diego, California, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.